two girls, 15 engagements, and 1,000 adult films. Christy Canyon and Ginger Lynn on Night Calls.
I'm going to give credit where credit's due. Porn changed my life for the better.
We want you to call us.
877-205-9796.
This is Night Calls Playboy Radio, Sirius 198. I'm Ginger Lynn with Christy Canyon. Vince Rocha is our guest from...
That's me.
It's you, from the movie Kisses and Caroms. Would you like to see some titties?
Because absolutely.
It is Anything Goes Thursday, and we also do Show Me Yours, Show You Mine, and Christy Canyon taking down, undoing the buttons. Oh, Vince, tiny
little
tummy.
Some of the listeners probably don't believe that this is actually going on.
But you know what?
We take photos. We do, and you could check them out on our websites at ChristyCanyon.com and GingerLynn.com.
These are the cutest, pinkest, polka-dottest, little tiny polka-dot bikini.
I want Vince to describe them. Go for it, baby.
Well, there's two blue balls right in the front, which is very fitting.
I never thought of that.
Can we get a picture of these? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Pink frilly lace, pink with a green. These are just...
Now,
where
Vince,
do you get... These are like clown panties.
I like my underwear.
I mean, I'm going to have a lot of fun having sex with you, is what I think. You pull down your pants, and I'm like, holy shit, this isn't sexy.
Oh, is that sexier?
Yes, yes.
That's underneath the panties, and that's no clown shit going on Vince.
No, that is not.
Seriously.
That's the bearded man. We're still at the circus, though.
T wants to get the panties, honey.
I have a question, Vince. Let's say we went out on a date.
Okay.
And we're like making out. We're at your house. We're kissing. You like take my top off. You put your hands on my white satin bra. And you undo my pants. You unzip them. You pull my pants down like they are right now. And you see my polka dotted underwear.
Right.
Would you be like, fuck, that is so sexy. I want to fuck her. Or would you be like, gulp. Well, let me get them off and then I'll get my hard on back. Be honest.
Wait, T, because mine always match. Don't leave yet.
Honestly, I mean, based on your personality, I would expect it. But but once I got down to it, I would just be like, this is going to be crazy freaky sex. I mean, this is just like,
So this doesn't turn you on when, because I'm always mismatched. It's a very rare occasion that I have matching bra and panty sets.
Well, do you have a bra that matches that?
No.
Because that would, more polka dots. That would be fantastic.
She's done it a couple times and it doesn't work. When we see her in matching things, it just doesn't work.
I go for what's on the top of the drawer.
Fun persona, right?
It's just me. I've never been a matcher. Okay, Ginger Lynn, black satin bra.
Ah, she's matching.
Always.
They're very sexy.
No satin there. Well, it's just always.
They match my brace.
Gee, look at. Wait, Vince. What's more sexy? Polka dot. You know what these remind me of? A thing of Wonder Bread, or Ginger Lynn's black sexy. Nasty lace underwear.
It depends. If it's S&M, you know, Ginge, that looks a little more like I'm getting dominated. I am so intrigued by yours. I am like, it's like, I don't know. I mean, are you 16? Are you 20? Who wears those? And I want to be with the girl who wears those.
I just think they're the cutest damn underwear.
I think they're cute too.
They are.
You know what? Those things would look better on my floor. That's
I'm
the
thinking
only place
on your head.
They would look good on my head. Probably.
Oh, now you are so cute. Now I want to know Kisses and Caroms, Vince. First of all, you are the director of Ginger Lynn's movie Kisses and Caroms. I asked Ginger; she didn't know. What does caroms mean?
Caroms is a billiard term that means two balls bouncing off of each other, or two balls bouncing off of a third ball, i.e., threesome.
Wow! Now, how did you? Are you a big pool player? I mean, how did you know that?
I actually own a retail store that sells pool tables.
Do you?
Yes. This is, you got to diversify. So
absolutely.
Movies and retail. Right?
Did you bring me a copy of Kisses and Caroms?
I certainly did.
I want to see it. You know.
Did you bring me a copy?
You have like four.
I sold them on eBay. Are you?
Yes. Oh, you're so bratty. I will not sell mine on eBay.
No, I want a copy.
I would not sell yours on eBay. I don't sell anybody else's DVDs except for mine on eBay.
No.
Do you think so-and-so wants you know, face titty smothering. No, they want mine.
No, I actually have them, but you gave me the reviewer copies.
Yeah, the screeners.
I don't have real copies.
I do have two.
So I still do have them, and I'll bring them if you want me to.
Oh, no, I've got two.
Now, when did you guys shoot Kisses and Caroms?
Oh, a long time
16
ago.
Years ago?
Yeah.
No, you did 30, not.
34 years ago. 03, actually.
That's not that long ago. And what did take it 3 years to come out, though, Vince?
What took it 3 years to come out? It's a boring story, but it took a year of post and then a year of pitching it around and trying to find it a home.
And you found it a home?
Warner Brothers.
Well, woo! It's worth it. You know what? It is worth the extra time, absolutely. Now, besides Ginger Lynn being in your film Kisses and Caroms, not that anyone really cares, but who else is in the film?
Oh, Nicole Rayburn, who is actually a Playboy Babe of the Month.
Yes. The people do care.
Right, they should.
Yes.
Nikki Stanzione, who's done tons of hosting bits all over the place. Drew Wicks, who you see on commercials constantly, and he's been on Scrubs and Angel and all sorts of
shows. Is he the one that I wanted to do?
You know, you're sort of after Ryan Parks, who does a lot of fire performing now. He's the dark-haired guy.
Now, what is Kisses and Caroms about? Give us a rundown.
Kisses and Caroms is total threesome propaganda. Unlike most threesome flicks where the end result is sort of fatal attraction, not so good, this one ends positively for everybody involved. So it's designed to be total propaganda for guys to show to their girlfriends and or wives, and it's very innocent-like. And the end result, you can say, see, if you brought your friends home and we had sex, it would turn out like that. I would still love you. We'd still be together. All would still be happy.
Wow. And now does Ginger have, and I love it, I'm talking like she's not even here.
I know.
Is there actual nudity
when,
by
when
Ginger?
When the panties came out, I think it became the Christy and Vince show. is there actual nudity? Yes, there are boobies, but not Ginger boobies.
What? Ginger, you didn't show your boobies at all in this film?
Sometimes I actually get to act in mainstream films and keep my clothes on. Vince, right. I actually, it's a big kudo for me to keep my clothes on. But I describe it as like a Stifler's mother type of character. I mean, I'm coming out of the young kids and the whole thing. And but before you talk about my part, this is a great review.
It's a
Kisses and Caroms is a knowingly derivative film, patterning much of its structure and sense of humor, both crass and insightful, from Kevin Smith's breakthrough Clerks. It talks about, you know, good stuff and it's a great.
No,
he talks
review.
About how great I am, which is what I loved about that reviewer.
What was this review in?
Quipster's Movie Reviews.
Now, it's obviously on DVD. What about theaters like the Lemley or the artsy type of theaters?
No.
ArcLight? No, right
it's
to
straight,
DVD.
It's straight to DVD, and now it's on digital cable systems. So you can order it right now, tonight, from your digital cable system.
Do I get paid for that?
No.
It's nice color in here, isn't it? Is it burnt
umber? I think you owe me. Did you bring me a check today?
What's with the fucking lamp?
We've never used this lamp. It's just pure decoration.
It's like Hef's Party Palace or something.
It is. It's just the party palace here.
You've both been to Hef's house, right?
Many times.
No, I haven't.
You've never been to Hef's house?
No.
Oh, this one should drag you there.
I know.
It's like it's stuck in the 1970s. It's fantastic.
Wow.
It's so cool.
Wow. The,
I loved, I when I was there, I was talking to the people who were there. Now we're getting off subject, but it's a cool story anyway. He stocks tons of fabric for the sofas and everything. It's actually in a storage unit. And if a sofa gets a rip in it, the same fabric has been, they've bought hundreds and hundreds of yards. They bring it in and they redo the sofa in the same fabric. So the sofas, the chairs have never changed since like 1978.
How amazing is that? Now, see, in a porn film, you see rips everywhere. We're like fucking on these couches and you can hear your heel just go right through the fake leather couch. And you know what? The tear is still there. It's bigger next time you fuck on the same couch.
Not at Playboy Mansion.
Oh, no.
That tear is fixed.
A world of difference. It is. So since Kisses and Caroms, what have you done since?
Since making the movie, I'm currently a producer on a movie called Waste of Space, which is hopefully, if all goes well, will premiere on the Sci-Fi Channel that we're working on. And I've got another script that I'm working on, and I'm actually finishing up a book that I'm writing that will be
and
done.
What made you decide to get Ginger Lynn to do Kisses and Caroms?
Oh, what decide? Was there a decision? It was a matter of begging and pleading. A friend of mine who was also a producer on the movie, knew Ginger somewhat personally. So he you know, said, hey, you know, well, let's see if we'll get her to do this role. And she read the script and she laughed and she thought it was funny. And she met me and, you know, she thought I was funny, which I'm not being now.
Oh, yes, you are. I find you very fascinating.
And we were supposed to meet for like a half hour lunch at Cheesecake Factory. We were there for 3 hours. And by the time it was.
It's very typical. I mean, Ginger's like one of those girls that you just feel like you've known forever and you could blah, 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 you know, just keep on talking.
Yes. And that's really, it makes you want more. It kills me. Because like I want to have dinner with Ginger every night.
Right.
Like I just want to, like it turns into 3 hours and they involve stories about Charlie and. Other, I don't know if I'm supposed to say.
Oh,
other
no, she's mentioned that she was, a little intimate with him at one point.
Oh, just a little.
Just a little. Yeah,
I think that's public, so that's why.
No, she actually admitted on air that she thought at one point he was the love of her life, but he wasn't. So, no, it's definitely out there.
Has she ever told you the anal suppository story?
No, she hasn't.
God, she told that. We were having dinner at Buco de Pepo's in Vegas, and it was just a rowdy table. And you know how crazy that restaurant is. I mean, there's people everywhere. And you know how loud Ginger is. And she's telling this story about an anal suppository inside this family restaurant.
Oh, my God.
And you could see men's chairs from around us are sort of inching more toward our table.
Right.
While, other women's chairs are looking at their kids going, oh, my God, I can't believe this is going on.
Please.
But...
so you guys meet. You meet for half an hour. You end up 3 hours. She agrees to do it, and there you go.
Right. Then she's in the flick, and she plays an excellent pivotal role in the flick.
Do you know how I actually hurt my leg?
Aside from having bad ligaments like myself, how'd you jack up your leg?
Remember when I was working on Kisses and Caroms, and I did the scene on the pool table, and I actually fall off the table?
Yes, which is a great fall.
Well, I tore both my ligaments 3 years ago doing that fall for you.
Are you shitting me? During that fall is when you jacked up your knee?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to be contacting Warner Brothers. And okay, so.
One of the producers broke his thumb during the making of the movie, too. Remember Michael.
I love Michael. Yeah, you know. How is Michael?
Michael is doing well. I just talked to him on the way here. He said to say hello.
Now, are you still doing, I don't know if I should talk about this on air. You were doing some other things that were really interesting to me that we spoke about putting together.
Yes.
Are you still doing that, and can we talk about it?
Absolutely, we could talk about it. And I am, actually now I'm really more so forward. People want to know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah.
I produce a series of movies that are like Girls Gone Wild. They're Buttweiser.com.
B-U-T-T.
B-U-T-T-W-E-I-S-E-R.
Buttweiser. See, now a lot of our listeners are going to really want to know about Buttweiser.com. And really quickly, we've got somebody asking how to spell Kisses and Caroms so that they can get the movie. It's Kisses and Caroms, C-A-R-O-M-S.
Right.
And the website is Kisses and ANDCAROMS.com. That's where you can go to find out about Kisses and Caroms, the movie that Vince Roque and I are speaking about right now. But, no pun intended, go to Buttweiser.
Buttweiser, like the beer, no okay. D, two T's. It's a line of videos that we made like 14 of them that are out there that are just like, you know, Mardi Gras, spring break, party, have fun, great videos. It's actually how I learned. I'm a ninth grade dropout, and I always wanted to make films, and I figured to make films, you needed a lot of money and you needed to go to film school so I could make porn. And I didn't have the money to hire actors. So I said, well, let's go out to spring break and just shoot the free people that are getting naked anyway. And it became a line of videos. Shortly after we had really good success with the videos, I was like, hey, you know, I can pay some actors. I can make an actual movie. And that was how Kisses and Caroms was born.
The money from Buttweiser.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
So
yeah.
if
we were actually, to make things worse, we were near bankruptcy at one point. And within 7 days, we turned the company around from being $700 in the hole to $150,000 in the plus. And that money ended up being the seed money to make Kisses and Caroms. Yeah, I was like, woo, we hit the jackpot. Let's make a movie.
Wow.
Anyway, and as far as you and I, we had talked about you a long time ago, we talked about you hosting them, but never went anywhere from there because I can't believe how much this movie actually consumed my life.
3 years.
Yeah. And I just have not gotten back to Buttweiser, but now that the movie is nearing its end, I would absolutely love to, you know, have you host.
Let's talk about that in
let's have dinner
off air. We'll have dinner again, and maybe we can bring the strap on, and you and Deanna and I can go at it.
there's a way to sign a contract.
So, but if people, let's say that there's men out there that are trying to talk their wives into having a threesome, or women who want to have a threesome, is Kisses and Caroms a film that's going to leave a nice taste in their mouth?
Kisses and Caroms is perfect propaganda, because it's propaganda. It's just like good war propaganda. It doesn't preach. It just kind of hints. And it is wrapped in a nice little R-rated package that you can download from your digital cable system right now at $4. So do it.
Where do you do that?
After you're done listening to this. Digital cable, like pay-per-view. You can watch it. You can watch it at home.
Right,
I knew you have Time Warner at home.
Yes.
And it's
how
on
do you
Time,
know that?
Because I know. I know where you live. I drive by. I'm that. Yeah.
You're the one.
No, I know. You know, that whole area. Anyway. That's not interesting.
But what is interesting is where, so any cable system or Time Warner?
It's like 26 million households that we're in. It's like Comcast, Cox, and Time Warner. And they can, you know, just at a push of a button, be watching the movie in like 5 minutes. What the hell were we talking about? I don't remember what the point was.
Downloadable. If it's good for people who want to have a three-way. But, you know, there are people, believe it or not, who don't watch porn. There's like three of them. And those three people are trying to get their lovers and their wives and their husbands to have three-ways.
Right.
And there aren't, as you call it, many perfect propaganda films that are not pornographic.
Yeah, but the thing about porn is it's very preachy. You know, it's very, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, it's very much the opposite of like what the church puts out. It's like, let's fuck, let's have sex, this is a perfect world, we're all, you know, doing double anals and triple anals, and everybody's got smiles on their face and happy.
And it hurts.
Yeah, exactly. I was just gonna say, both you and I have been on a porn set, and so is Christy, and you know, it's not, I mean, the smiles are there for some of it.
Now, what porn set have you been on?
I've been on a few. Most recently there was All Girl Productions or something. It was a movie made by a friend of mine, and I got to play a cop in it, which was really cool. But yeah, it's porn. I almost, anyway.
Did you get turned on? Did you have a boner? Did you run around the chubber?
No, I'm scared. Oh my God, those guys fuck for like 2 hours and come on command. And I'm like, my wife can never see this. Never. I mean, I thought all guys were like me, and apparently they're not.
A lot of our callers always want to know, how can I get my wife into doing a threesome?
Well, I think, I mean, and this is going back to the movie being propaganda. I mean, the movie shows swingers and shows threesomes in a very positive light. And I'm not a swinger, but I mean, I know a lot of people who are swingers, and they're very nice people, very open people. Where porn, like a girl can't watch porn. You can't bring porn to your wife and say, see how, you know, we can have a threesome, we can have this and that. You got to think about what is in it for your wife or your girlfriend. Not so much, you got to get rid of your selfish of, oh, I'm going to get to bang two chicks or a guy and a girl or whatever it is. You have to cater to her. And then the other hard part is when you're involving the third girl, you have to cater to that girl and say, you know, this is why you're going to have so much fun. I mean, no, she doesn't want to show up and go to work. She doesn't want to show up and be like, oh, okay, I'm just the party favor for tonight. I mean, that's a hooker or a stripper. I think it's got to be a little bit more difficult for both of you. Like you were saying earlier, that a lot of people are like, oh, it's Ginger Lynn, she's a porn star, hey, bring your friends over and let's have a threesome. You know, there's a certain, like, I don't know, idea about you guys that, oh, hey, you know, Christy's fucked a bunch of people, so she'll fuck us,
right,
no problem.
Exactly.
Where, like, when we're flipping a friend, that friend, it's a very slow process because they've never done this before. And it's like, hey, let's get in the hot tub. And it's that first time sex, that trying to get down the cheerleader's panties, that whole everybody's scared and got that kind of adrenaline rush. And then the one thing leads to another, you know, the whole, okay, now we're too tipsy and no, that's an excuse. But I can see where, you know, a normal friend bringing Christy over and saying, I mean, that girl's got a lot of anxiety. She's just like, am I going to be able to keep up with Christy? And I know what's going to happen tonight. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no one thing leading to another. It's going to happen. And even the guy has anxiety because it's like, can I, you know, keep up with Christy?
And so. But see, then they take a look at my underwear, Vince, and they know it's all okay.
That's true.
They go, you know, she's got those Wonder Bread polka-dotted underwear.
Wonder Bread, that's a good example.
You are so great, Vince. Thank you so much. The movie, of course, is Kisses and Caroms, starring Ginger Lynn. Pick up a copy now. Where's the best place to get it?
On VOD on your cable system tonight, before or after Survivor. You can buy it for less than $4.
Can't beat that. Kisses and Caroms, C-A-R-O-M-S. Vince, thank you so much. Christy Canyon, Ginger Lynn, Sirius 198.